ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister, will you stick a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen,
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated, heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title off for better than 28 years. Today, we talk mixed martial arts in this hour and some boxing as well. And the reason why I'm splitting this hour up, you're going MMA first. Of course, we got UFC 154 results. Results from Macau. Surprise results from Macau the week before. The bottom line is we've got a plethora of MMA news. We'll get to that first. But at 30 minutes past the hour, we're going to shift to boxing and do a half hour in memory of Hector Macho Camacho. Of course, the former many-division world champion in boxing, having been shot this past week twice in the face and the head in his native Bayamon, Puerto Rico, and dying and being taken off life support systems on Saturday morning. So the bottom line is we will grieve over the Macho Man, the original Macho Man, at 30 minutes past the hour. But got plenty of positivity and MMA to talk about. Of course, Georges St. Pierre, a winner last week, the best fighter pound for pound in the world of the UFC. So say the pundits. Of course, a kid from Calgary, Canada. What's he now? 22. He's only lost two fights. But the bottom line is he hadn't fought in over a year. He came back. He beat Carlos Condit. I believe he won a pitch a shutout on two cards, lost one round on another card. That means 50-45 and 49-46. The bottom line is he is back. Now, him and Anderson Silva, that's the fight that they want. I mean, that's the fight the UFC wants. They're talking about putting that in a stadium maybe in March of 2013. But here's the scoop. Silva's too big. I mean, for GSP. GSP is 170-pounder. Silva's 185. Big difference. Now, if you make Silva sweat down to like 177, you know, I don't know. This is all about the weight. Will we wait for the fight? We will. Will it be the best fight between the two best fighters in the history of mixed martial arts? I tend not to think so. You're tuned to Ring Talk, the MMA version. Hector Camacho coming up at 30 minutes past the hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh,
she is the female Superfly. Of course, we're talking about Rowdy Ronda Rousey, the undefeated Strikeforce 135-pound champion. Now, get this. Strikeforce is going to be folded in January, and they will go, the fighters on these Showtime Strikeforce cards will go over to the UFC. People like Gilbert Melendez and Ronda Rousey. I mean, Ronda's the hottest thing in MMA right now. You wouldn't want her on a lesser brand. So in order to escape the Showtime contract, they're just going to fold the entire promotion. More power to them. Last week, in Alberta, Canada, take that back, it was Calgary, which is Alberta, Canada. Of course, the main event, Georges St. Pierre winning, of course, a unanimous nod across the board by over Carlos Condit. Now, will Nick Diaz fight St. Pierre next, or will it be Anderson Silva in, like, March, either in Brazil, Ontario, or Dallas, Texas, in an outdoor stadium? Of course, when you mention Dallas, you talk about Jerry Jones doing this in the Dallas Tech Dallas Cowboys Stadium, which he has a retractable roof on. Guy's got it going on. He really does. I mean, what he's the laws that he was able to skirt to get Antonio Margarito licensed to fight Manny Pacquiao after being suspended and refused a license both in California and Nevada, that just showed how powerful he was. Johnny Hendricks was a one-punch KO winner over Martin Kampman last week. Boom, all over, 46 seconds of the first round. Keep an eye on Johnny Hendricks as he and St. Pierre, well, you know, that figures to be a fight. But Hendricks telegraphs his punches to an extent. I think he would be a sitting duck for St. Pierre if he telegraphs. If he just throws, if he, somebody teaches him how to punch, per se, he may have a chance in that fight. Anybody has got a chance in the world of MMA because of the various ways you can lose or win a fight. Francis Carmoni was a winner over Tom Lawler. Mike Bosek, a winner over Rafael Dos Anjos. Nick Ring didn't fight. Of course, he's a kid from Calgary, Canada. He did not fight. He got sick before the card, but the UFC did pay him and his opponent in full. He wanted to fight. They just wouldn't let him, the athletic commission. And there was some controversy in Patrick Cote hitting Alessio Sakara behind the head. And anyway, they ended up giving it to Sakara hitting Cote behind the head, and they ended up giving it to Sakara, and then they gave it to Cote and went back and forth. They didn't know which way the fight was going. The bottom line is Cote was the winner. But it's controversial, and I expect with Dana White screaming as loud as he was, of course, he's the president of the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship. He will get his way and a rematch. Now, the week prior in Macau, of course, Kung Lee, my man Kung, as That's right, the Vietnamese fighter out of Silicon Valley, USA. That's about 45 or 50 miles from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I'm talking about San Jose. Of course, he fights in the HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank. But he took his act over to Macau, and he took on Rich Franklin. Rich Franklin was a favorite going in here, and hey, guess what? He wins on a TKO and won. 2 minutes and 17 seconds, round number one, the winner. I'm talking about my man, Kung Lee. Kung Lee, of course, being outstruck at the time that he stopped Rich Franklin. But the bottom line is, Kung, almost 40 years old now, but he peaked late in life. I mean, he didn't do a lot of things, and then he came into this world of MMA in his 30s, and of course, he held the Strikeforce welterweight champion. Don't take it back, middleweight champion. Was it middleweight? I think middleweight championship, 185 pounds. But I thought he was a welterweight when I stood next to him. I didn't think he was that big, but he fights at 185, and he would like to fight Anderson Silva. Everybody wants to fight Anderson Silva. Georges St. Pierre wants to. We'll see who ends up getting the winning ticket in the Anderson Silva lottery for early 2013. Thiago Silva is the winner of Stan Nedkov. Okay, something like that. Obviously another Russian guy. 3 of 3, talking about a stoppage, a submission in the third round, 1 minute and 46 seconds. And that loco Korean, I'm talking about Dong Hung Kim, he blasted. I mean, he won a unanimous nod, but he just totally outdid Paolo Thiago over three rounds. It was just a walk-away unanimous nod. And this guy, I think they call him the Korean zombie or something like that, but he's an amazing fighter. He's got a good little shtick, per se, and I think he'll be a name to be reckoned with if he can beat the top-end fighters. He's beaten B fighters now. Can he beat the top-level fighters? We'll wait and see. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version. Of course, the next UFC card will be, I think it's December the 8th. It'll be on FX Cable. And, FX Cable's, they're really trying, but they're not getting the numbers out of the Ultimate Fighter they thought they were going to get. They're not getting the numbers that Spike TV was getting. They're just not. Why? How can you figure it? I mean, it's a bigger network. It's got more homes, I believe. Is more well-known, more got a better reputation. The commercials cost more on FX Cable than they do on Spike TV. So why can't they draw the numbers? I mean, they drew just about 1 million viewers for the pre-fight UFC 154 rendition, of course, their pre-fight card, the two-hour card from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, which precedes the UFC main card, which airs at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And that's all preceded by the UFC pay-per-view. Of course, when they go on that Saturday, they air a couple of fights on Facebook.com. They start at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. So it's an afternoon of trying to hook you up and get you to buy that main card. Tease you. Will you buy the main card? Okay. Not too many people are buying the main card, per se. The pay-per-view numbers all around seem to be down a little bit in the world of the UFC. Of course, they've got to come back with some super fight cards. They just need it. I mean, they need something like Georges St. Pierre and Anderson Silva in a stadium, either in Ontario, Canada, or down maybe in Brazil. That's where they probably should take this. They should probably take this to Brazil. Let's see GSP fight on the road. I mean, he's great fighting at home. Let him fight on the road. The other guy's the defending champion at 185. He's been around a little bit longer. He is the longest reigning UFC champion. So I would think we give that preference to Mr. Silva. Let Mr. Silva come in like, 178 pounds, 179 pounds, and come fight time, of course, they'll both be a lot heavier. Silva weighing at 185, usually weighing about 205 come fight time. And my man, Georges St. Pierre, figures weigh about 187 come fight time after his 170-pound weigh-in the day before. So the weight will be in Silva's favor. The size will be in Silva's favor. But, let's see. Georges St. Pierre, a good fighter. Let's see if that happens. UFC on Fox airs December 8th. That was not FX Cable. It's Fox TV, the big network. Benson Henderson taking on Nate Diaz for the UFC lightweight championship of 155 pounds. Henderson coming off two big wins. I mean, he's got it going on right now. He is the guy to watch in the lightweight division. Of course, on the Strikeforce side of the lightweight division, we have Gilbert Melendez of San Francisco, California, the Strikeforce lightweight champion. So he's coming over to the UFC in a couple of months. So him and Henderson, if Henderson beats Nate Diaz, the brother of Nick Diaz, which I think he will, you know, that's a fight down the road. Who do I favor? I like the boy from the city by the bay. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez. Gilbert can bring it. He doesn't have that fighter's body per se. He sort of got that not a real hard, rugged look to him, okay? But, you know, he just doesn't. He's not definitely one of those guys that's not doing steroids. Like, you look at his body, he looks pretty natch, okay? He looks really natural. And but the bottom line is he can fight, he can wrestle, he can punch, he can do it all. He is the Strikeforce UFC lightweight, Strikeforce and soon to be UFC, I believe, lightweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're going to talk UFC till the bottom of the hour, then we'll switch to boxing and do a special on the Macho Man, Hector Camacho, having passed away today after being slain. I guess that's the word I got to use. Shot in a car earlier this week in Puerto Rico. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the fabulous Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Trying to get back up, and he does, but he's exhausted.
He's covered,
and he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist. 50 seconds.
That's it.
It is all over. Cleve Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All right, now, Chief, jump up and dunk it in. Take a rest, Chief. Just stay right there. Take a rest. I'll be right back.
Little Super Stroke Land Band here. Combination of Tower of Power and Huey Lewis in the News. Hit them horns. Yeah, that's the Tower of Power horn section. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. December 29th, the fight for all the marbles. The USC heavyweight title going down. Of course, he once beaten Cain Velasquez. Taking on Junior Dos Santos. The only fight he lost was to Junior Dos Santos. Dos Santos, a once beaten fighter as well. He is the defending USC heavyweight champion. He's a big striker. He stands. He boxes. Probably the best boxer, stand-up boxer in the UFC. And he happens to be the USC heavyweight champion. Okay? I mean, he drilled Velasquez. Yeah, Cain was hurt going into that last fight, but so was the champion, Junior Dos Santos. Of course, he was a challenger for that fight. Then he became the defending champion. But he was hurt. He had a broken foot. Cain Velasquez had a bad shoulder and a bad knee. But this was the first fight on Fox Cable for the UFC, the big network. So they had to do it. They went for it. They got a lot of money. They were paid well. Everybody won. But it was a minute and 4 second fight. Okay? Nobody wants to see a minute and 4 second fight again. I think they want to see like a beatdown, like the prolonged beating that Antonio, the Giant Silva, took against Cain Velasquez in May. I mean, speaking of Antonio Silva, of course, he's going to take on the comebacking Alistair Overeem, the steroid kid, the guy that we saw, him and Cyborg Santos, who Rowdy Ronda Rousey said earlier in the show that she doesn't care what she brings to the dance as far as steroids go, she can shoot horse semen in both eyeballs as long as she makes 135 pounds. But we knew Santos was on something. We just knew it. And the way Overeem grew all that muscle on him from a light heavyweight to a heavyweight, you knew he was on something as well. It was pretty clear. I mean, it was obvious to the naked eye. You just look at this, hey, something's wrong here. So the bottom line is, of course, he tested positive for a random test in January or February of this year. He will be suspended until December, which is next month, and then he will be released to to go forward and fight in Nevada, and he'll be taking on the Giant Silva. Now, if he beats the Giant Silva, he ends up fighting the winner of the Cain Velasquez Jr. Dos Santos bout. That'll probably take place in May of 2013. That might be the big fight they want to save and put in a stadium. Junior Dos Santos versus anybody down there in Brazil would probably do better numbers than Anderson Silva, because Santos is a bit of a, even though they're both legends, living legends, I mean, they really are, they're iconic figures, but Junior Dos Santos has a way of reaching out to people that Anderson Silva doesn't have. He reaches out to the poor, you know, he takes care of people in the hood. I mean, he's into charities big time. Not that Silva isn't, but Junior Dos Santos sort of leads the way when it comes to that as far as Brazilian jiu-jitsu experts are concerned, now fighting in the UFC. Of course, the UFC heavyweight championship on the line December 29th. Pay-per-view, folks. That's right, pay-per-view. December 29th, live from Las Vegas. Cain Velasquez challenging Junior Dos Santos. And, you know, it's I've said this 100 times because that's just the way it'll go. If it's a stand-up fight, Junior Dos Santos wins. If they go to the ground, Cain Velasquez wins. If the fight goes into the third or fourth round and he gets to the ground, Cain Velasquez is definitely going to win. Okay, Cain's got some incredible, incredible cardio. I mean, it's just amazing how quickly he recovers and how hard he can go. So he is the real deal. Junior Dos Santos is the real deal. The UFC heavyweight title on the line December 29th, live from Las Vegas. And I figure it'll be a good match, and that'll set the tone for 2013. Of course, you know, they used to say he who controls the heavyweight champion of boxing controls boxing. And in USC, they used to say that the USC heavyweight champion is a flag bearer, per se. But, you know, people like Anderson Silva and Junior Dos Santos, Anderson Silva and Georges St. Pierre, they've stepped up, and they are lighter weight fighters, and they are, you know, considered better pound-for-pound fighters than Junior Dos Santos is. Of course, they've got many, many defenses. I think Anderson Silva's got 9 defenses now, or he's been involved in 9 UFC title fights and he's yet to lose one. I mean, he's the real deal. Do I think he's past his peak? I think he's like 38 years old now. He's getting up there. I mean, he tried boxing. Did you hear about that? He tried professional boxing. He lasted all of about 3 or 4 fights. I think he got stopped in one. The bottom line is he wanted to fight Roy Jones a couple of years ago. That did not happen. Of course, that is your UFC update. The next UFC event will be on Fox Cable. That would be Benson Henderson taking on Nate Diaz. That's Saturday, December 8th. UFC comes back on Friday, December 14th, with a UFC card on FX Cable. The following night, December 15th, Saturday night, it will be the Ultimate Fighter 15-16 finale. Of course, Roy, Big Country Nelson in the main event, was supposed to take on Shane Carwin. Shane Carwin blew his knee out this past week in Las Vegas, so they're looking for a replacement then for that. And, of course, that is the Ultimate Fighter, the main event going down. That's the Battle of the Coaches, but the main event goes down Saturday night, December 15th, from the Joint, the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. It'll be delayed here on the West Coast. That is on FX. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, mixed martial arts. Now we change hats for a second and go to a subject I've had to deal with very much in the recent months. I mean, it's just been like a dark cloud's been following, but a lot of people I know have died of late. I kid you not. I've had relatives go, I've had close friends go, I've had sponsors of the show, longtime sponsors of the show die in all the last few months. It's been one funeral after another. Okay, I've got friends of mine that have suffered strokes. I mean, it's just like, yikes, man. I call you on the phone. Next time I call you, you're in the hospital. You got a stroke. You can't talk. That's the way it went down with Spider Bynum, the Dallas, Texas-based attorney, of course, a retired attorney, and the former WBC lawyer, World Boxing Council lawyer, and then, of course, also a WBC referee and a judge who judged over 100 of the biggest title fights in history, including some fights of the late, great Salvador Sanchez. We're talking about Edwin Rosario, of course, in Camacho had the great fight that people say that's where Rosario broke Hector Camacho's macho-ness in his will. That was 6-13-86. But my fondest memories of Hector Camacho were back in 1985. I think it was August the 10th at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, him taking on Jose Luis Ramirez for the WBC Lightweight Championship. Ramirez, a guy that had like 100 fights, and he was a tough guy. He had beaten Rosario. Rosario knocked him down, and he got up and knocked Rosario out. Rosario had given all those problems, of course, to Hector Camacho in 1986. But in 1985, straight up Rosario, and it wasn't in part of the picture. It was all about Jose Luis Ramirez and Hector Camacho. I had Camacho pitching a shutout that night, and we went to a little bit of a post-fight party. But, of course, the reason why I'm talking about this is that Hector Camacho was taken off life support systems at the age of 50 on Saturday in San Juan, Puerto Rico, a hospital called El Centro. He was brought into the trauma unit earlier this week after being shot twice in the head or the upper torso, one in the mouth. They say he was shot in the jaw of the mouth. And the bottom line is one of the bullets went through and severed three main arteries to the head. So he was dead at that point. I mean, brain dead at that point, okay? But the family held out hope, and, you know, people didn't want to think the worst of it. They wanted to think the best, and they kept thinking that maybe he could make a comeback. You know, but once they declare your brain dead, that's it. You're done. There's no coming back from that. I never, you know, because your brain's not getting oxygen, and his brain didn't get any oxygen because these veins cut off the blood to his head that were blowing out the back of his head, okay? Shot point-blank range sitting in a car, a brand-new Ford Mustang, in Bayamon, Puerto Rico, which is his hometown where he was born. And he was sitting in the car with a guy named Alejandro. And Alejandro had 8 bindles of blow inside of his pocket. And he had one bindle of blow open and out there on the dash, per se. They guess they were snorting it up in the car. Partying, per se. Macho way. Of course, that was Hector's weakness. Colombian dust. Cocaine. No question about it. That brought him down. I mean, he did fight 20 years as a pro. But for the most part, in the last 8 to 10 years of his career, he fought, you know, fights that he really wasn't going to take him to a championship level. I mean, go into some of these towns, it was like the traveling circus, per se. Mike Agee would have him fighting in certain places. Of course, in 1997, I televised Sugar Ray Leonard's last fight when Hector Camacho beat him. I mean, Leonard came into the fight with a hurt ankle, I think it was a knee. And he tried to fight on it. You know, Camacho beat him to death. Plus, they had them same-day weigh-ins. The weigh-in, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Ray Leonard had to weigh 160 at 8 o'clock in the morning. He was starving. Camacho came dancing in at 160, okay? Of course, a fighter that started out like at 126, 128 pounds, won the New York City Golden Glove Championship, came back, won the WBC Super Lightweight, take that back, Super Featherweight, 130-pound championship, then moved up to 135, had that great run at 135, including the split decision win over Rosario in 1986, of which we will hear the pre-fight banter coming up in this next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide as we dedicate this part of the show to the real Macho Man. I'm talking about Hector Macho Camacho, dead at the age of 50 via a violent death, gunshot wounds in Puerto Rico. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with the Tower of Power telling us about that oil. There's only so much oil in the ground. At $5 a gallon, there is.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought I would knock him on the early rounds, but like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I say, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 was going to get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound, I'm the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. Doc will knock you out.
Well, who are some of the
players? Willica. You could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boo. Jimmy Paul. Sammy Holmes. All your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
That's your time.
That's
your time.
Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor? Come on with it, baby. I got faker than you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come
macho
on with
time.
It. It's macho time.
Macho time came to an end Saturday in Puerto Rico. The IC unit of El Centro Hospital. Hector Camacho Sr., the macho man, 50 years old, pronounced dead after being shot twice earlier in the week, sitting in a car doing some blow in his hometown of Bayamón, Puerto Rico, where he was born. Now, we've got some audio, and I'll set this up if I hope I can do this correctly. Of course, it's some pre-fight audio from June 13th, 1986. We're talking about the fight between Edwin Rosario and Hector Camacho, the fight that divided Puerto Rico before and afterwards. Of course, leading into this fight, we've got the TV team, the HBO TV team of Barry Tompkins and my man, the godfather, Larry Merchant.
Edwin Rosario against Macho Camacho, two guys whose boxing styles are as different as their lifestyles. And, right, perhaps that's what might make this fight. I know it's said an awful lot, I don't like this guy doesn't like the other guy. But sincerely, you have the feeling that there's something about each one of these men that the other guy just does not like.
Barry, you can feel the intensity in Madison Square Garden. I mean, there's rivalry here. And the reason I say that, because yesterday, having a conversation with Rosario in the hotel, Camacho comes storming in there and wants to challenge him right then and there. Normally, it's about 75% of the time, it's all promotional hype and gimmicks. But this is real, so this is a big, big fight for both fighters.
All right, Merchant, let's talk a little bit about the challenger, Edwin Rosario. It wasn't too many years ago they were saying that he's the Duran of the 80s, and it seems that now he's having enough problem just being the Rosario of the 80s.
Well, he's overshadowed, basically, because Camacho is a one-man circus. He's the high-wire act, he's the barker, he's the brass band. And against that kind of act, he comes off as the peanut vendor. But I guarantee you, the peanut vendor can wind up taking the bows after this show. He is a quality fighter, Rosario. He's been devalued in recent years because he lost a championship fight a couple of years ago. So he just lost the fight. The best fighters lose fights. Secretariat lost races. And what I'm trying to say here is that I think Camacho has to be at his remarkable best to win the fight. And even then, it's not so sure.
Well, Hector Camacho is a self-described man with a mission. He says that about himself. Macho, he says, is just sort of his outward persona. But inside is a champion who has a lot to prove.
When last seen, Hector Camacho was working on a gaudy combination, becoming lightweight champ and heavyweight peacock, and Playboy of the West, California division, which still left him with enough time to win his second title, outclassing Jose Luis Ramirez. But after the tumult and shouting, Camacho did some soul searching. Show business was not his life, prize fighting is. So the outrageous kid from New York packed up his sequins and boxing gloves and went east, young man, to Florida, to the rising sun, to an inland town, Clewiston, where he could concentrate on what he does best among inhabitants who are givers and who regard him as just another species of exotic wildlife.
Well, over here I feel mighty happy. I don't got to hear the bad gossip. The way people was trying to paint me just because I'm successful. But I also realized and I learned that it all goes with the atmosphere of success. And all you got to do is do this. Ignore everything and come out here and just be yourself.
Yourself was a street kid whose talent and energy outgrew the streets. But at times, despite his attention to his profession, it also seemed he was trying to outgrow it.
To entertain the people, you gotta be a performer. And to be a performer, you have to have your gimmick. Everybody got their own little gimmick. And I ain't saying I'm a gimmick because I ain't no joke. This is me. I'm flashy, I'm colorful, I'm very charismatic. I'm always looking like I should look, like the Macho Man.
Yet, in his prime, the irrepressible Camacho danced in the ring only 6 times in 2.5 years. He's committed now to making up for wasted time.
This is good for my punching power. Hey, it's doing justice for my body shots. And, plus I pretend this is Rosario's hit right here. See? That's where my hook is gonna hit him. And it's time to hit. See? So then when I work on the body, there's no reason why I should get tired. Which, normally, I don't. But, it's good because it makes my upper body look like a man. Not saying that I wasn't one before. I'll train harder so I won't have a tough fight. If that's what's making me or keeping me from having a tough fight, that's what I'll keep doing. I'll come over here really. But if you film around here, you see all the trees chopped down. It tells you something. I don't play with my training. I practice my craft. I practice everything. You know, I just don't take my things for granted, you know. I want to go inside there and perform and look different every time out. I want to look impressive and be hot all the time when people are kicking for more.
Before he could move on, Camacho felt he had to clear away people he thought exploited or held him back. One was his original trainer, Billy Giles. When Camacho broke up their relationship over financial disagreements, Giles lashed back, accusing him of doing drugs. Recently, Camacho fired his California trainer, Jimmy Montoya. Camacho has no manager. He resents paying people who he doesn't think help him. Battles with trainers, managers, and promoters has slowed but hasn't stopped him. Now he has teamed up with a wizened veteran, Marty Cohn, age 88, an unpaid advisor, happy for a chance to dance one more dance.
Now I find myself this year even more lucky than last year. I got somebody that really know the sport, somebody that really know boxing, and somebody that really want to know me. His name is Marty Cohn. I mean, I met Marty about 2 years ago. If I would have asked him to be my advisor then, I would have never gone to the disappointments and the depressions that I went through.
Hector has found what he wanted. And what he wanted was happiness. He's now a happy young man. And that is by far the most important change, and everything else follows in back of it. He's smart. He's streetwise. And when you get a pupil that wants to learn, he's very easy to teach.
Best hand, Macho.
For my last hurrah, I believe he's my last hurrah. And I just get so much pleasure by seeing this kid happy.
And I'm fortunate to find somebody like Marty. And I'll do my part. If he asks me to give him 100%, I'll give him 300% this time. Because I'm capable of it. My quality of a person doesn't come around every day.
And if Edwin Rosario is any kind of a prophet, then Hector Macho Camacho will need 300% tonight. Camacho has painted the picture of this fight being a guy who's a hero versus a guy who wants to be. With some more words about the charismatic champion, here's Larry Merchant.
I look at Hector Camacho as a sort of Rambo Liberace. He-man and showman. He's one of those rare athletes, as Muhammad Ali once put it, who dares to be great. His speed of hand matched only by his speed of foot and mouth. A dynamic package of energy and talent and raw nerve and arrogance. He needs to be a star. The question is whether in the lightweight division, a division with more good fighters than any other division, there's anyone who can really challenge him. And that's what we'll get a clue to tonight. For Edwin Rosario can fight, and he can punch, and he has been brought to a nice, quiet rage by the constant hectoring of Hector Camacho. We're here to find out if that means war. And we'll find out in a few minutes.
Of course, the pre-sale, HBO Championship Boxing, June 13th, 1986, of Edmund Rosario and Hector Camacho hooking up in the Battle of Divided Puerto Rico. Of course, we're talking about Camacho because of the fact that he passed away. Actually, Thursday he was considered brain dead, and he was on Saturday. His mother finally pulled the plug. Maria Matias pulled the plug over the objections of his eldest son, Hector Camacho Jr. But the bottom line is he had been brain dead for a couple of days, and the Macho Man is no more. He was the original Macho Man. 79-6, 3 draws, 38 KOs, world titles in many divisions. How great a fighter was he, though? For that, I ask another fighter, another co-manager of Roberto Duran, and, of course, a man that's trained people as well. I'm talking about Hector Martinez. How great was Camacho? Was he great?
He was underrated by a lot of people. He had a very slick style of boxing. A lot of people thought they could beat him, couldn't beat him, but they found that out in the ring, which it was too late at that point.
Okay. We heard
I give him a lot of credit for doing what he did. He won the lightweight title back when fighters were fighters. And to win the lightweight title, which is not one of the easiest titles to win, you have to give him a lot of credit.
So when you look at his career overall, you say he was underrated. He won titles in a few weight divisions and stuck around for almost 20 years now. And finally, at the end of his career, fighting guys in places like Mississippi for like 50 grand and things like that. Cocaine was his downfall, huh?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know too much of his personal life. I've never seen it. You know, we hear a lot of stuff in the media. All I know is that when he performed, he performed.
Okay, do you think that was his peak that you and I saw in August of 1985 when he blitzed Jose Luis Ramirez over in that fight at the Riviera Hotel?
Well, I think there he just displayed his quality as a boxer. I mean, he went into that fight and just boxed so cleanly. It was like he was almost shadow boxing because Ramirez couldn't even hit him.
No. And Ramirez was a guy that had knocked out Edwin Rosario, who had given Camacho hell.
For sure.
Okay. Anyway, Hector, I appreciate your comments, man. Do you think they'll solve this? Do you think this will be one of those homicides that slips into the abyss?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it's another tragedy for a fighter.
Yeah.
Something I think could have been avoided, but, you know, who's to say when it's somebody's time?
Okay. Good enough, Hector. All the best to you, man. Thank you so much. That's Hector on Hector, folks. Hector Martinez, formerly Roberto Duran's co-manager and a fighter himself, championship fighter as an amateur, talking about the late Hector Macho Camacho. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The mighty Tower of Power brings us to the break.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do you do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief.
plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Want to say hello to our listeners down here in the Inland Empire. I'm talking about 910 AM KRAK, Hesperia, California. Of course, say hello to Harvey Wells, the program director, the man calling the shots down there at 910 AM KRAK. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the weekend wrap. That's right, Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We wrap up, Saturday night's fights. Of course, Saturday night is big fights on HBO, big boxing matches. We'll also do some more previews as far as MMA is concerned, but we'll have the results in tomorrow. We'll talk maybe with bringing a writer. We'll have a good time. Of course, the Sunday edition wraps up the week in boxing and mixed martial arts Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, I want to say that this has been one of the greatest birthdays I've had in a long time. For Thanksgiving, a couple of days ago, I got to meet cousins that I had never known existed. Well, I knew they existed, but I never met them. So I met these cousins I had never met, and this was like they showered me with gifts and a great time. And all I can say is thank God for my cousin Cecilia and her lovely kids and family and her husband. They treated me like gold this past Thursday. So I want to thank my family for that. Speaking of family, family's doing okay. Auntie Julie's doing okay. Of course, she broke her hip, but she's coming back. My Uncle Loeb not doing so good. So the bottom line is, him and my man Spider Body, my man down there in Dallas, Texas, he's not doing too well after that stroke. So I've got people on the ropes, and I've got to go to Dallas, Texas, because they are now feeding Spider with a feeding tube. So if they're going to those extremes, it isn't too long before he goes, I believe. It is so very hard to go. That's what the song's called. Of course, we're talking about Hector Camacho passing and leaving us today. The plug being pulled on him by his mother, Maria, after being shot earlier in the week in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. Rest in peace, the Macho Man, the original Macho Man, Hector Camacho. Don't forget the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until then, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget, it is so very hard to go.